Discussions with Ajahn Suchin in Bangkok, June 2023. Recorded by the Foundation, edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Speakers include Robert and his children, Ryan, Nina and Anne.
Some person on the discussion group talking about Sukha Vipassaka and the way of the lion's hide. Someone quoted to me something from the Visuddhimagga about usually they do four elements meditation on the four elements, but there's many other passages where the Buddha talked about seeing and hearing, and then I found something that said it's usually four elements and derived elements, which of course the derived elements includes visible object and the objects that appear in daily life and not just hardness and vibration and so on. But I just wondered if you had any comments about this idea that some people have about it should be four elements for Vipassana.
You see that there are so many questions about everything they don't know.
Yes.
Just want to know, not to understand. So how can they understand the depth, the subtlety of reality? For example, they think they understand about Sukha Vipassaka and so on, or the Dhrava Rupa and so on. Where is it? They don't know. They just remember the word. But now, is it derived? Rupa?
Yeah, I mean...
See?
Of course, derived rupa is appearing all the time.
So, what does it mean in daily life? To understand the truth, actually, nothing can be taken for someone or something at all. Mm-hmm. Even the tree or the weeds. Different reality, hardness, softness, and so on. To understand the absolute truth, to let go ignorance and attachment. Mm-hmm. See? But they don't mind about that. They just want to ask. They just want the answer and what is there in Tipitaka. But can they really understand that? Because even just right now, it's not understood.
Right.
That's why, as one can understand the truth that Buddha taught, what is there in life, to understand what life is from moment of birth to the moment of death, and what are there gone all the time, and the thing that is gone after death. But in truth, it's the kanika marana, just momentarily death. They don't know, but the more they hear about the truth, it's all about letting go. They cling to what it's taught as the five khandhas, but each khandha, even right now, vinyana khandha is not known. Just talk about how many citta, and they enjoy having heard about how many and so on. Mm-hmm. But is there citta now?
Yeah.
Who can answer without understanding? Because they just think about it, they know, they understand citta, but in truth nothing is known, because no considering about the truth that only the object which is experienced is known. Because it appears.
Yes.
Well, citta does not appear.
Yes.
Who now thinks about citta? So how can it appear to be known as it's just the reality? No shape, no form, no rupa, derived rupa, or the four primary rupas, and so on. And when it appears, nothing is there. Otherwise, whatever is there is experienced by citta. So the citta is an unknown still. That's why there is cittanupassana satipatthana. And without understanding the basic truth, how can they know the sukha vipassaka? And all about what Buddha said to those who have accumulation of understanding those realities.
Yeah, I mean, just going back to that Visuddhimagga quote, talking about the four elements, they say usually the dry insight worker goes with the four elements.
Yeah.
But then Buddhaghosa also says in the Satipatthana Sutta, there's the Cittanupassana that suits some people and Dhammanupassana that suits other people. It is a little bit conflicting.
They do not have the idea, even the idea about, it's so deep that Buddha taught it, the three levels, Pariyatti, see.
Yes.
Very skillful in Pariyatti. To condition the moment of directly understand what is there in life. which hasn't been directly aware at all, even hardness right now. Satipatthana is not at the moment, but it's the understanding of what is there from the very beginning of the Absolute Truth, that without directly experience the truth, no letting go of the idea of self, whatever is there in life from moment to moment. See, they do not understand the truth. What is Dhamma taught for? Understanding what is there, which has been taken for someone or something, life to life, eons and eons.
So the whole point of Satipatthana is to break down the sense of self.
But without the basic understanding, the pariyatti, so well, so firm, tina sanya, see, so firm, like it's no condition for Satipatthana. Even it's there right now for sati to be aware.
But sometimes we think we're studying with that purpose, but really we're just trying to accumulate some knowledge. Of course, we go wrong easily.
Not to let go.
Yeah, ignorance, not to let go, just to accumulate.
Ignorance, yes. And wrong view.
Yeah, so it's...
Mm-hmm. That's why, how can it develop? Impossible. Without foundation, firm foundation of understanding what, for letting go.
So how do we get wrong with Abhidharma study, Ajahn? Is that because we're clinging to ideas and wanting to accumulate knowledge rather than understanding the moment?
But from the first time we heard about Dhamma, it's so very deep because of the accumulation of how is the truth about what is there, which does not appear as it is. For example, Dhamma is our reality. Who can understand what's the meaning of our reality without hearing again and again and again about the Absolute Truth? Because people know about the Four Noble Truths, but what about the understanding of the path to understand the first Ariyasattva, Noble Truth? That now whatever is there arises and falls away. How deep it is. And the truth cannot be changed. When it appears to the panya which has developed, exactly the same as what is seen before, but no understanding. Some kids do not like to listen to such things like this at all. They want to play and...
Not so easy to listen to Dharma in a way, because it goes against our natural inclinations to attachment.
And we don't know the future, what would happen at all. The best time for everyone is just
right
have
now.
Some words about the truth. Because how can they think that it can be easily realized? Impossible.
Yeah.
That's why the confidence of the truth gradually develops is the path, the only path, with parami. Without parami, they just want to let go, to realize Nibbana, no understanding of what about the unwholesome realities accumulated so long. Even what is there now does not appear as it is. It appears as something all the time, and the word, it says only that which impinges on the eye base. How can it be known like that, because it's so true? That's why it developed gradually, so very gradual, without expectation, because that is lobha, the hindrance, the second noble truth. And life has to go on by conditions as usual. Otherwise there cannot be the understanding of the accumulation, the accumulated realities. So how can it be let go?
But still sometimes the texts seem to indicate being away from people in a quiet place is beneficial.
Not enough considering about the Absolute Truth. For example, Dhamma, just one word. It led to Nibbana, the end of Akusala Dhamma, or Adhammas, different Dhammas by conditions. And it has to be firm confidence, stage by stage. For example, now, the citta, the vijnana khanda, does not appear. Is that true? Right. We just learned about there must be the reality which arises and experience. What is there appearing right now? But no thought about that reality.
Going back to that passage in the Visuddhimagga, though, about usually the beginner in insight knows the four elements. Is there some truth that the rupa is known before the nama?
Because the words of the Visuddhimagga or the Tripitaka all about understanding. For those who have understanding, some level of understanding, so they can understand what is meant by the derived rupa. See, no understanding of Dhamma, of the khanda and so on. But for those who have heard and have firm ground of understanding, can understand, and it has to be studied carefully, each word of each aspect of that reality. That's why it's taught by way of khanda or ayatana or patijasamuppada. Because without the understanding, reading about patijasamuppada, it seems like it's not here. But it's there, whatever taught by the Buddha, just to understand what is there by different manners or aspects. By way of patijasamuppada, the past life, past accumulation, conditioned life, and the seeing, hearing as ayatana and as kamma, bhava, and so on, next life. That's why we just study Tipitaka, Visuddhimagga, or commentaries, the first round, and then second round, or third, or fifth, or fourth, depending on how much understanding of the truth. But all are different main three stages. Pariyatti, Patipatti, and Pativeda. So Pariyatti just talk about now. So if there is no attention in the beginning to attend to what is there now, can there be a little more understanding of the truth to condition the moment of directly understanding what is there as it has taught or heard?
Did you say about intention? Did you say attention or intention?
Because now we use the word manasikara.
Attention.
We try to find out and we try to know what term about it, its function and so on. But at this moment, when panya is not there yet, usually we learn from the very beginning, it arises with any moment of citta. So what is its characteristic and its function? It is the reality which attend to the object. No matter what, with understanding or no understanding, it arises just to attend to the characteristic of the object with seeing, hearing, and whatever, each moment. So when it's wise attention, see, yoniso manasikara, it understands the characteristic, the truth of it, by hearing, considering. Until today, is there any attention to the object which is there as it is? Even just thinking about it.
So it is thinking about the present moment.
Anytime.
Yeah, just the thinking itself is still, if it's thinking about the present moment, that's still at the level of pariyatti, assuming it's wise.
When it's not directly yet, it has to be pariyatti.
Is there any extra additional step beyond considering in the present moment that would condition direct understanding, or it just arises naturally?
For example,
the wisdom is deep enough.
Even this moment, it depends on understanding.
Yes.
See? And without attention to what is heard, how can there be such understanding of what is this moment? This is the subtlety of all namas and rupas, whatever is there. No matter even hardness, who knows, without understanding it, as that has to be known. that it's not the hand or the pen or whatever it's taken for. It's just hard. Just hard condition into my understanding of the truth. It arises, it falls away. Without understanding it as just a reality, there can be the different attention of or interest of different things. But in truth, all are the same. No matter kusala or akusala or nama or rupa, of what degree arises and falls away, the first arisata. Because it can be just commonly. Sometimes we take this for very important, but actually arising and falling away.
Okay. So someone hears this, what you just said, attention is important. They might think, well, I'll be very attentive. But then again, that's just lopa trying to...
And only Panya can understand
yeah,
it.
The
that's why how deep it is, yes. How subtle it is.
Yes.
That's why that is silapata brahmasa,
yes.
Even at moment of developing satipatthana or right understanding. Because Panya has to be so keen to understand what is there as actually is the cause. Lopa is there. It hinders. Otherwise, one follows it. Wrong effort with wrong understanding.
And if one is not awake to that wrong effort, one will just follow through that continually.
That's why wrong path is
yes.
there. Eightfold path, right. Wrong eightfold path too.
I mean, sometimes I'm fairly aware of these sato sila bhata paramasa, but then I'm a bit afraid of them, so I go the opposite extreme and get lazy and negligent. So there's that too. You know, I'm thinking, well, if I try too much,
that's
it. Wrong. But then I go the opposite and there's no attention at all. So.
And sometimes one has wrong understanding. It has to be balanced.
Yes.
But not by oneself,
so,
by
right
understanding.
Yeah.
See? That's why the path is so subtle, because it's so natural. So true.
When you say it's so natural, it just means
like now,
hearing, considering,
just like now, just like now. So natural by conditions.
These days, quite often, I've got a pair of earphones that I use in swimming. They're designed for swimming. So for my morning swim, I listen to Dharma. I've got lots of MP3s. And someone suggested that's not respectful. You should be in a special room and listen very respectfully when you hear Dharma.
Even that has to be known as a reality conditioned.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, there is the idea of trying to not doing that, trying to do this, so on. By oneself, attachment to what one would like to be or to have. So very tricky. Because it leads life to go on non-stop. Any sphere of life. That's why before that can be so natural by conditions to be known that it has to be like that. And the development of Panya has to be understanding no matter what. When it develops by hearing, considering and letting go. That's why the path is the Ariya Satya, the fourth of the Four Noble Truths. So very subtle, so natural.
When you say letting go, you're talking about letting go of wrong view in the beginning,
certainly.
Not letting go of sense desires.
Certainly, the first thing is wrong understanding with
yeah.
ignorance of that level. That's why we have to understand so natural. No matter what kind of joy or pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling is there, all depends on condition, whether it can condition moment of understanding and unexpectedly.
Talk about that, Ajahn. Why do you say unexpectedly in particular?
Even right now it's unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
What would be next moment?
Yes.
But it's not known. So how can it happen so clear about its nature, unexpected, anatta?
Can you elaborate?
Even right now?
Yes.
Those the person who attained Sotapattimokka while yes. listening to the teachings
yes.
natural.
Yes, very.
So, the same.
Yes.
No one knows, because it's just exactly like this.
Mm.
But Panya is quite different. Now no understanding, and then what level of understanding, no expectation at all, depending on conditions.
So not trying to force sati to arise or something like that.
Which otherwise, is, lopa yeah. is there.
Yeah. It's not really sati, it's something else.
Mm-hmm. That's why even vipassana jnana, the second one is paccaya parikarana. No, I mean, after nama rupa paricheta jnana, it has to be understanding conditions. And if there is no understanding from now or from the past or on and on, how can there be such very strong confidence of what is there unexpected by conditions?
Mm-hmm.
That's why without understanding in daily life, we think that it would be there at moment of vipassana jnana. It's wrong. How come to be such great realization of the truth, which is not as now at all, only by understanding whatever is there in life naturally. That's why it takes quite a long time. As long as this is not known, it cannot be any moment of realization of the truth, because the reality does not appear as it is in life, in the world, in the whole world, or any world.
What's stopping the realization again? It's
attachment.
Attachment, yeah.
Very deep.
And especially attachment to some sila, as sila bhatta paramasa.
Yes.
Some sort of
all of them.
Wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
Because there must be a deep misunderstanding that sati can be controlled or
mm-hmm.
wisdom can be manufactured. Mm-hmm. So there's still that wrong view there.
That's
there's no understanding of anatta, or not enough.
That's why all Ariyasatya, all four, are so very subtle. That's why the path is not like they think, not subtle at all. But in truth, it's so subtle. Because it so, has to be so natural to have firm confidence of paccaya. Otherwise, it's I all the time. Even we don't say out, I'm seeing. That's why after 3 moments after seeing, it's the asava. No matter we use the term or not, it's I, talking, looking, hearing, and so on.
It's I at a very subtle level.
Very subtle.
For someone like me, say, that knows, in theory, I know everything's anatta, but still, there's still subtle wrong view there. I mean, more than just asava, it's still there arising, but not known or just so mm-hmm. subtle maybe.
Yeah, because you say that we talk about the 4 levels of understanding, pariyati, patipatti, and pativeda. Even pariyati is so subtle. If it's not subtle enough, it cannot condition the second stage at all. And even to understand the citta, it's so subtle, because no one talk about how can it be known at all. They just take it for granted.
Yes.
It's citta, it's vijnana, it experiences an object, but it does not appear. So how can it be known or realized? The nature of it, which is quite different from all kinds of dhamma, because it's the chief of experiencing an object. So learning about one word and have more understanding, deeper and deeper, layer by layer, stage by stage. For now,
this is all at the pariyati level. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For example, realizing the citta does not appear yet, it's pariyati. And how can it be object of understanding only when it appears?
So how can it appear then?
And that's why there is second stages of not just only pariyati, but Pratipatti. And Pratipatti is the moment when it appears. To be known as Nama and Rupa Parichetayana.
So that's Vipassana is
Pratipatti. Vipassana Yana. So it's only thinking about that which is not Rupa at all, no shape, no form, no color, no smell. But now it's there.
Yeah.
But who knows? Only Pariyati.
And that's because of subtle wrong view that somehow assumes or takes it for granted that there is a self in a subtle way? Is that right? Or?
Enormous ignorance.
Okay, ignorance. Okay.
From life to life, and how many life years and years ago,
yes.
Or in this life from birth up to moment of no understanding of the truth. And without understanding the subtlety of the teachings, no one can understand what Buddha taught. Just take it for granted, like citta, citta-sika and rupa and ayata and so on. What is now? What is now? Nama? That's why there is the word for citta, hatiya, the innermost. Because even anger appears,
yes. But
not as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Attachment, like it so much, very pleasant feeling, can appear, but not the citta. And the nama as it is, but the characteristic appear as I and someone all the time. How long? So long, uncountable eons.
So citta basically doesn't appear very often.
That's why it needs citta nupassana satipatthana.
Even in citta nupassana satipatthana, though, they talk about citta with lopa, citta with those.
It means that it's citta.
Yes, okay.
Only citta is known, not lopa.
Not the lopa, okay.
Otherwise, it cannot be
That's clear.
Separated.
Yeah.
That's why we have to learn to have the firm confidence of the teachings that it has to be conform with any word of different aspects. For example, cittanupassana satipatthana, without sati, without the pariyati, how can it be there to be aware, beginning to understand that which experience, not the object which appears in life? That's why we learn about the pariyati, the first round, second round, and third round, too, of the Four Noble Truths.
Well, you mean the pariyati, patipatti, and pativeda, or?
Of the Four Noble Truths,
yes.
12 rounds.
Yes.
Not just only pariyati of the First Noble Truth, but it has to be the path, too, so subtle. It let go from the very beginning, but so very little. Not to have wrong understanding, wrong practice, and so on. But it's so very little, because it has to realize the truth, Pratipeda. So no matter in what life, the accumulation of understanding what can be known, that can be known, little by little.
When you say it's so little, so you mean even the one who can see wrong view and can see wrong
even
path?
Even right now, how much understanding is not known.
Yes, quite
but
a lot.
It's there little by little.
Okay.
Until it's there unexpectedly. How come without this moment? So this moment are parami. And without parami, impossible to realize the truth. Great patience and virya and so on. It's just know the way, but not develop the path yet. But know what is there, right? Not the wrong way.
So that's just at the very beginning.
Yes.
Of the path.
Mm-hmm. Of the first round.
Yes.
Because if someone just learned about the first truth, it's not permanent and so on. But how to understand and experience that regularly? That is the teaching of the enlightened one who taught the path stage by stage. Otherwise, it cannot be realized at all. Just the word Dhamma, see? and not enough, never no. enough, because even the citta is there, beginning to be understood, the way to develop the understanding of citta,
mm-hmm.
not enough. It has to be even right now. Citta is conditioned to arise and fall away.
Mm.
Different cittas.
Well, it's the issue, I guess. Citta seems so obvious in the sense that there's always citta, so there's no awareness of the fact that it's different cittas.
Mm-hmm. Because just understand the nature which arises and experiences the object, not enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the first noble truth yet.
Mm.
It has to be different moments, different conditions, deeper and deeper to let go. When time comes, only no one there.
I suppose that's why one of the reasons the jati is so important in Abhidharma, because there can be maybe a little bit of understanding that the jati of vipaka is different from the jati of akusala, and different from the jati of kusala, and different from the jati of kriya. In that sense, we grasp that a little bit in daily life, but
because it's just the idea. How can the understanding of seeing as vipaka,
yes.
see, just name it?
It's still apparent to some extent that seeing is different from the citta that's reacting to the seeing, I guess.
Right.
There is some understanding mm-hmm. of that, yeah.
And when it's conditioned by karma, no one can do anything at all.
Yes.
And it's so short
yes.
about only the ahetuka citta of the five doorways and the manodvara vachana, the beginning of the sixth doorway. And it's not vipaka, it's kriya, see. That's why it just make way for a kusala or a kusala to just seep out, ooze out. Yeah.
The asava.
Asava,
no,
see.
Time is up, I think.
Okay.
So interesting today. Very interesting for me today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. To understand a little more, to be food for considering the truth is there. Without considering, it's impossible. That's why yoniso manasikara is not vitaka, it's not such and such. It's there stage by stage. Even vitaka, the foot of the world.
The world is very important in Dharma too, because that's doing the considering.
Because it's not just seeing, it's
yeah.
moment of thinking
yes.
about that too. To consider the long story of science and airplane and so on and on. Only six doorways appear in no matter what world. But the truth are more than that. For example, it's not just seeing, it's the nimitta of seeing. Well, there is the Panchadvara Vachana Sampatichana Santirana, the world of ignorance.